Blog Talk Radio.
There is power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no other name whereby we must be saved. Glory be to God. A name given above all other names in heaven and earth and under the earth. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle, your host, here on Blog Talk Radio for this Thursday evening class. And you can call us at 516-418-5944 if you have any questions, comments, or testimonies. Glory be to the Lord. Today, we're going to continue our study, Is Christianity Real? And we're going to be looking at a subtopic called Power in the Name. So the song that we heard, There's Power to Break Every Chain, Power in the Name of Jesus, was quite appropriate. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to be going to about 6:45. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My schedule has changed a little bit, and I realize I got a class at 7 o'clock. And so we're going to be going from 6 to 6:45 this evening in the future classes. Glory be to the Lord. Let us begin with prayer before we start our class. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, a name that's above all other names, we come unto you recognizing that without you we are substance. Though I have no substance, we have no life. We have nothing, Lord God. We need you in our life. We need you to sustain us. We need you to encourage us. We need you to be our strong tower, our buckler, our shield. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, if there's anything that is not pleasing unto you, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, for our commission and omission sins. Cleanse us with the precious blood of the Lamb, Father God, that we may be found righteous in your sight, Father God, because we want to be part of that number that's going to enter in when you gather us up. Glory be to the Lord. We don't want to be left behind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. And if someone out there who doesn't know you in the salvation of their soul, we pray that as we speak your word, that it would take seed into the heart and bring forth a harvest, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us go to our first verse, and we find that in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse 35. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me set up this premise before we go on to that verse, and that is we understand that people came to John, and they were talking to John the Baptist because Jesus Christ was baptizing people. That's what they said, and that he was doing certain things. This is what John said in John chapter 3, beginning at verse 27. John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except it is given him from above heaven. You yourself bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth in and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received the testimony, his testimony, hath set his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. For the Father loved the Son and had given him all things into his hands. He that believeth on the Son have everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what's in the name, my brother? What does your name represent? What does it say about you? So for my name, my first name is Carlos, and it just comes from the French language, and it means the lover of finer things, of better things. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, he was named by the angels, but if you look back of Isaiah, that name Jesus, Yeshua, means salvation. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary and came to Joseph in a dream, he said unto them, you shall name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. So the name Jesus, Yeshua, hallelujah, means salvation. So that's in Jesus' name. And, you know, you can't go to no other. There are about 4,200 different religions out there in the world, but there's only one empty tomb. And that empty tomb was occupied at one time by Jesus HaMashiach after he gave his body on the cross. And after he died, he was buried. He resurrected on the third day according to the scriptures. Glory be to the Lord. And because he was obedient to the Father. Because you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, his humanity didn't want to go through the pain and the suffering. His humanity said to the Father, if you can you take this cup from me? And then his spiritual man said, nevertheless, not my will be done, your will be done. And you know, he became obedient even to the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. There's name in the power. There's power in the name of Jesus. When we look at Philippians chapter 2 and beginning at verse 6, we read the following. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. That's a humanity, his body. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You can't obtain nothing better than a very good reputation. And when your Father is God, and your reputation is that you was obedient even unto death, you know, and he's given you a name which is above every other name, in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. So the enemy of your soul, the devil and the demons, cannot supersede what Christ has done. And there are times where we go through deliverance and all we need is the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, the fire from heaven, and demons have to obey because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have to obey. They have to scatter. They have to go away. They cannot continue to occupy the space that the person was delivered. Hallelujah. There's power in the name. The song says, break every chain. Remember, one time the Word of God tells us, In Ephesians, we was dead in our sins. In Romans, it says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of life is everlasting. That's from God, but the gift of God is everlasting life. That's from God. At one time, we were slaves unto sin and death, unto the devil, and we was in chains. We couldn't be free because of the influence and the status that the devil had put upon us. We was his property at one time. But when Jesus Christ saved us, the Word of God tells us that God translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his Son. Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah. And we want to thank the Lord that he did that for us, that he translated us, that he sealed us with the Holy Spirit, that he made us part of his family in heaven. Glory be to the Lord. We are sons and daughters of God because of our faith. We take it on the faith. Abraham just reflected one day, and we've done the same in accepting Jesus Christ. We don't know him after the flesh, but we know him after the Spirit. And we pray that everything that we say and everything that we do will please it unto God, will be a substance that would elevate the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the Word of God says, the people will see our works and glorify God. And we just pray that everything people may see, people may be drawn to God by his Holy Spirit and be saved before this, the day of the Lord comes. Because there is coming a day in which God will judge this world in righteousness. And he will bring the wrath of God upon him. And Jesus Christ will bring the wrath of the grapes to the earth. Time around, he's coming in the clouds to receive his bride. There's going to be a trumpet sound, a loud shout, the voice of the archangel. Those that have gone before us will rise up, be changed, be caught up. We who are alive will be changed as well, will be caught up. We will put on this mortal must put on immortality in a twinkling of an eye. And we will join Jesus Christ in the clouds forever. And he's going to take it to his Father's house. And we're going to be with him forever and ever. And when he comes back as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords on the white horse in the clouds of heaven with a great army, that great army is us. We're going to bear witness of the goodness of the Lord. And he's going to come to rescue Israel, the remnant that's going to hide in the mountains. Because half of Israel will be destroyed by the Antichrist. And half of the people there will not survive. Many things will happen unto them. But we're going to come back with Christ, and he's going to defeat the enemy with the breath of his mouth. What he says is final. God exalted him. God gave him a name which is above every other name. You remember Peter, and you remember Paul and Silas. When they were in prison, that the angels came and the chains fell off of them. They came, those angels came in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And those chains fell off. The gates of the prisons were open. And they were set free because Jesus came to deliver people, and he delivered his disciples, his apostles, whom he had chosen. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on to read Acts chapter 2. And we're going to read something very interesting that's going to help us understand what occurred at that time as well. Hallelujah. And the main verse is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. But we're going to read a little bit further up so we could have an understanding of what verse 38 is speaking of. Glory be to the Lord. And we're going to begin reading in verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you don't know salvation if you never had a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon him. He will answer. He will reach out to you. The reason that you're getting this invitation is because the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart and letting you know that today is the day of salvation. He said, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. In verse 21, and it says again, and it shall come to pass that whosoever means you, brother, means you, sister, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the circumstances are not working out for you. Things are not working out for you. Everything seems to be going upside down for you. And God did not interfere decisions with your activities or what you was doing. But he's giving you an opportunity to repent. Because the word of God tells us we should have repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus Christ. So we read it again from starting at verse 21. Chapter 2 of the book of Acts, beginning at verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. Let me just stop there for a second and share with everyone that you could call us at 516-418-5944. If you have any questions, comments, or testimony, you look for the number sign, press that, then you press number 1, and you'll be connected with the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For David speaketh concerning him, D5. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also, my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being in the right hand of God, exalted and having of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes a footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God had made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we understand, brothers and sisters, at this time that it was the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost is counted 7 Sabbaths plus 1 after the giving of the Omar, which is first fruits. So from the time that Jesus Christ resurrected to the giving of the Holy Ghost was 50 days. So many people in the day of Pentecost heard the apostles and the ladies that were there speaking in other tongues the wonderful works of God. And they said, these men are drunk with new wine. But Peter stood up because they were not drunk with new wine. They received the gift of the Holy Spirit as Jesus had promised. Jesus had given them, instructed them to go and wait in Jerusalem until the promise from on high. God promised that he was going to baptize them with the Holy Spirit, give them power, authority, power, ability. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, when you pray for your food, when you pray for the sick, when you pray for somebody's deliverance, it's all done in the name of Jesus Christ. We cannot present ourselves in our names, in the names of anybody else, only in the name which is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. People are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. People receive their deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. People receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit by the name of Jesus Christ. We cannot supersede what God has said in his scriptures. We cannot allow the enemy to bring confusion. We cannot let the enemy receive any credit because he is a defeated foe. Jesus said that the enemy is under our feet. Jesus Christ defeated death. Jesus Christ defeated sin. Jesus Christ defeated the grave. Jesus Christ resurrected on the third day according to the scriptures. And we're going to go forward and understand that in Jesus Christ, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that will complete everything that he started in us. He's the one that will present us as his bride to his Father, the one that has kept us and not allow us to fall like Judas fell. He's the one that has sealed us with the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's coming where we're going to receive our change. Jesus Christ justified us. He took the penalty and the guilt of sin away. Jesus Christ sanctified us where he put us to the side to be his iglesia, his bride. And one day Jesus Christ will glorify us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus Christ took away from us the guilt of sin. One day he's going to give us the powers. Right now he's giving us sanctification. So we have the power to say no to sin. And one day he's going to take us out of the presence of sin when we meet him in the clouds, so ever to be with him. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just want to share with you that we'll be back on Sunday at 6 p.m. We have our Bible mystery, and this week's mystery is, why did Miriam become a leprous? That's our mystery for this Sunday at 6 p.m. And you invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us, 516-418-5944. You look for the number sign, press that, and you press number 1 to be connected to the studio. And then on Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the morning, we have our intercessory prayer. And you could join us there, intercessory prayer at 3 o'clock in the morning. At this channel here on Block Talk Radio, same phone number, 516-418-5944. And then next Thursday, we'll be back with another Bible teaching. Is Christianity real? This time, the subtopic is going to be power in the Word. Power in the Word. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So at this time, we're going to say, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And if you have any questions, you could email the church at WTLTabernacle@comcast.net. Or you could call the pastor today after 9 o'clock. Glory be to the Lord at 772-626-3178. Because once we log off of Block Talk Radio, you can't call us on their phone. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So at this time, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord lift his hands upon you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Until Sunday evening, may the Lord bless you.